The self-titled LP New York Dolls. That's the New York Dolls singing Bad Girl. Glad Trish liked that. I wanted to play some New York Dolls this week and wanted to play something I hadn't played. Bad Girl, there you go. We started things off with some Stupidity featuring Keith Strang with Liar Liar. It's a brand new single that they have. We had the Moody Blues by request with some Go Now off of the LP Go Now, the Moody Blues number one. From the London label. And yes, that was an LP that was played. Because yes, I still do play LPs. Especially when I can't find the song in my collection or the station's big computer collection. Go out to the stacks and find the record. Los Lobos with Viking. From this time in 1999, Hollywood Records. I actually have it off of my Sopranos CD compilation there. I hadn't played that in a long time either. And some Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit. As I finished up that set, Trish had said something on Facebook, and I had to think of more songs that I could have included there, but we didn't, anyways. Hey, I got some Beat Freaks coming up next. This is Chris, or I am Chris, and this is Strike the Box. Thanks to everybody posting. Check out the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook if you'd like to be involved. Or just check out the site.
Now for something completely different.
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Steeler's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number 5 as K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.
I personally don't know if Jerry Rafferty necessarily appreciated the connotations that I brought to Stuck in the Middle with You. There's a good chance he didn't.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a selfish man,
walking, I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for? There's a private in my boat, and he wears fizz instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my vest. At her request, she asks for nothing, you get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? You think you're happy and you are happy. That's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who'll screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing, you get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will smile. Stay for a while.
smile for the time that I've been given such a little while, and the things that I must do consist of more than style. There'll be time for you to start all over. This is the time, and this is the time, and it is time, 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 time,
I have to check to see how loud do I have this fader up, because when I put my headphones on it's really loud and the speakers in the studio here are really loud, so sometimes it sounds like this. And I gotta make sure that it's not too loud going to you guys and girls. The Pandoras with It's About Time from the Stop Pretending LP from 1985. I have that cassette, believe it or not. I bought it back in 1985. We started things with the Beat Freaks with Hey Little Lover, a single I believe recently released, I believe. Bill Kelly gave me that one. Some Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose with Too Late to Turn Back Now by request from 1972 that got me into the 70s. So we heard the Steelers Wheels with Stuck in the Middle with You, and I can never listen to that song ever again without thinking about Reservoir Dogs. Some Love with You Set the Scene from their Forever Changes LP, 1967, Elektra. Yeah, I know it's a long one, but I don't know. I just, over the week, I heard some love songs. Not love songs, but songs by love. All right, how's that? And I want to hear something a little different. And the Pandoras with, as I said, It's About Time. And I hope you are enjoying this time of the show. This time? It's the afternoon? It's time. I know. Get back to the music, Chris. Thanks to everybody that's checking out on Strike the Box Radio Show page. And I need to remind everybody that Jimbo Jones, they have their first show in a while coming up at Union Tavern in Somerville on Saturday, July 30th at 8 p.m. with Tisk, 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 Wired for Sound, Lee... Oh, my goodness. Lee and Neptune. So please... check out Steve Kostick, Jimbo Jones, at the Union Tavern in Somerville at Saturday. Not 7:30, July 30th. And I just realized that I sent Jimbo a text message via Facebook that was supposed to go to Mark Platt, and thankfully Jimbo probably said, dude, what have you been drinking? Not enough. Anyways, here are... Whoa, wait a minute, I think... What did I hit now? Stop that one. Hit this one. My music has stopped. Here's some new music from Hot Laundry. Paging Mr. Lehman, Mr. Bob Lehman, your request that you want, you better get it in. Time is running out, Mr. Bob Lehman.
Yeah. remember when it was just you and me, trying to imagine what we wanted to be, holding on to anything we thought we could do. When you hit 31 and I just turned 22, when I was simple, we would imagine all the places where we might go when nothing changes, filling up all the empty spaces, looking back at tomorrow. Remember when we got together, when you wore black and I wore leather, you said that there would be no other, I'd be your girl.
Afternoon delight. make a lot of loving for the sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Don't do it! Chris, don't do it! I gotta! Don't do it! Chris, don't do it! No! No!
I'm a dream.
just finished up there with some Chibonico with Built for Speed off of their Greatest Hits LP. And I hope you enjoyed that set. Bunch of requests in there. I don't know if I can get Rod Stewart in time. I'm kind of tight for time here. And believe it or not, I'm one text away from having to leave. I actually have a fire in the city, and it's not that big yet. Let's hope it stays where it is so I don't have to leave. Anyways, get back to the music here. We started things with the Hot Laundry with Supper's on the Stove, which was a song I didn't want to play. I wanted to play the next one, but I got, you know me, and I make mistakes. Anyways, Hot Laundry off their Pawn Shop Gold LP. The Beatles with I Feel Fine, the mono version. Spy Genius, brand new, it's Screwy, that's off of their Jobber Now LP from Big Stir Records. And Starlet Vocal Band with Afternoon Delight by off of the President's Greatest Hits, that's what the computer says. Oh, and you know what, I forgot to put, I got to type in here, Berlin, Sexheim, because I couldn't resist. What can I tell you, I couldn't resist. So if the electrical power and everything else it depends on it, like cellular communication systems, and the internet shut down, would you freak out? Of course you would. Are you kidding me? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? I'd just eat the cat. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruptions, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food, water, it's also a great idea to have a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there is some other emergency going on, or when there is a Strike the Box show going on. Public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Midfield, Tusk Educational Radio, and don't worry, it would not eat the cat. Trish has been patiently waiting. Patiently waiting. So, it's coming up next.
What?
I hate it when I mess up here badly, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm messing up badly, so I need to pause that. That's what happens when you have too many things going on at once, and you're trying to pay attention to too many things. All right, so let's try this again. Fade it up and really.
Class in a rocker. See the red light go down the escalator. Now listen to the tube right.
what that song means? It means, Chris, collect your stuff and get on out of here. You are out of time. You just did not have enough time today, sadly. Going back and forth on Facebook here, I'm also texting back and forth with the Bill Kelly. You know Bill Kelly from Underground Garage, also used to be a DJ at WFMU. And he's telling me how dead the Sox are, and I said, yes, they are dead. They are dead to me this year, at least this year. But big thanks to Bill Kelly, because I listen to his show, at least I try to listen to his show on demand every week and get some ideas, and he is a big influence on some of the music that I play. So thank you, Bill Kelly. We just finished up with The Clash with Clash City Rockers. I have that on my compilation called Clash on Broadway. We started things off, though, with The Misos. Or The Mesos, depending how you want to pronounce it. With Life Ain't, from their Mesos EP that they put out themselves. And Trish, I hope we have some more music coming soon, because I would like to be playing it. So please, hopefully you'll be releasing something soon. I have 30 more seconds here. We also played Linnea's Garden and Crow Follow with Doom Buggy. It's off of their Bandcamp page, because Crow Follow has been in recruiting some people to listen to Strike the Box. So thank you very much. You are listening to Chris from Strike the Box here at WMFO MF and 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. We've made it all legal now. I hope to be here next week. Jenny Cat was wondering, Big Fire? Where's the fire? It's in a supermarket in Somerville, and hopefully I think it is under control.